Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 485.
Happy Monday, guys. What's going on?
Oh, look, am I looking a bit different at the moment?
Black t-shirt on, no branding. I mean, we've gone back. Oh, my God, we've gone old school. Mm-hmm. I got my white t-shirt on. Yeah. I actually had a moment where I thought, I looked in the, because we can see ourselves mm-hmm. here in a screen that shows what's appearing and on the video
it's
stuff.
It's a weird way of explaining.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
There's a monitor.
Like, we have, it's a weird setup. We've got a camera facing us, but then there's a monitor that shows what's coming up through the camera, which when people sit down that don't really play in this space, they're always like, what the fuck? I can see myself. That's a weird thing.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, I saw myself in this white t-shirt and I used to wear a lot of white t-shirts, but I offered Ash Williams a t-shirt to wear during the show.
It was a That's Crazy t-shirt, which the Ben Fordham t-shirt.
Which he adamantly refused mm-hmm. and it had nothing to do with what was on it, the Ben Fordham stuff. No, mate, don't do that. Don't do that. I was like, what are you talking about? White, don't do mm-hmm. it. It'll look bad here. Look bad here. And so I just had a moment where I was like, does this look bad here? I'm feeling Ash Williams' pressure or like he's a fashionista. I mean, he's Mr. Politics.
I think black t-shirts are safer.
Yeah, safer.
Mm. But the reason I was asking about if I look any different, because I've started a new lifestyle choice.
What is it? Not eat until 5 p.m.?
Well, that happened. Well, the and reason
before TJ offers you a banana?
Well, the reason why I was fasting was because I was trying to decide what to eat because over the weekend I decided to give vegetarian a go.
Okay. And so, what, Saturday and Sunday?
When did I text you about
it? You texted me Sunday.
So it was from...
Actually, you texted me... Oh, yeah, no, Sunday afternoon. It would have been like 4 o'clock.
Hang on. If you did... I mean, over the weekend, yes, it falls into mm-hmm. it if you just happened to do it on a Sunday.
Yeah.
But if you... Did you...
So I watched a documentary called The Game Changers. We've got Instagram Live going. I'm curious if other people have seen this documentary, but it's become the most downloaded documentary ever on iTunes.
So it's not a Netflix. It's not on any of the streaming platforms. So you got to pay.
Use iTunes,
You got to pay for it. How much?
Mm-hmm. I think it was like $4.95.
I've heard a bunch of people talking about it. I think. Can you confirm James Cameron had something to do with it?
He's an executive producer.
Yeah, and he's a big same, time director.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah, Lewis Hamilton.
So these are people funding it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They've put their money.
They're also vegos.
They're like, also, so they're funding it. They're rich people funding it because they're vegos.
Yeah.
And they want to.
What do they get it? What are they getting out of it?
I think if you have money, you have power.
Spreading
or you have you have resource mm-hmm. to spread a message. And so
I guess
money is a resource.
My point is that the way that you communicate, it's like, look at all the money.
No, but if they got investment in, it's not saying that they're trying to brainwash people. It's like if you believe in a cause and you have a resource mm-hmm. to spread that cause wide, you drop $10 million or $1 million or mm-hmm. $500,000. I think it's a noble thing to do if that's the cause that you're behind.
You would love the documentary because there's a lot of fighting in it.
Is there? Like UFC real
stuff.
The bloke who narrates it is an MMA fighter.
Yeah. I mean, but I guess what I said to you today was
what did you say?
What's amazing is you can watch a documentary and be so convinced about becoming a vegetarian, mm-hmm. but then out there's a documentary that makes you
want to be keto or something.
You can have a carnivore's diet or, you know, something along those lines, which is quite convincing too. So it's amazing how a documentary is simply spinning a narrative that draws you in, and it's an unbelievable one by the sounds of it.
I guess one of the things is anyone writing
Bianca anything? Is looking forward to watching it. Tiff says, hi, boys. A bearded fan. Yo, yo, yo.
Hey, bearded fan.
BK join. Right? Justin.
Oh, BK, you're going to love this chat.
Jem, Ella. And Emma's got to go read bedtime stories to the kids.
Oh, okay, cute. Bye, Emma.
Emma.
My favourite bedtime story is the little mole who knew it was none of his business. It's all about a little mole who gets a shat on on his head, and he's got to go to all the different animals and see how they shit to work out who it is. It was the dog. Anyway, so I feel like my general programming or my general default is you need more red meat. Like you're a bit tired. Oh, you must be low in iron. You need meat. And if you want to lose weight or if you want to be healthy, it's like you have a meat and salad. Have your protein. Have salad.
Which, I mean, I've never bought into the brought into the if you're a bit tired, it's a meat. Like I
bought into.
Amy has said that in the past. I don't think I've used that phrase. Mm. I don't really eat a great deal of red meat. Mm-hmm. I don't have a barbecue. I don't like cooking it on nonstick pans. It's a bit shit. So I just opt not to do it.
Okay.
But I eat chicken, fish, that kind of stuff. But anyway, what are you talking about? What's wrong?
I don't know. It was just a bit of a monologue about like, I don't barbecue, but
I'm trying to unpack these things that you've said that have been ingrained in us. The losing weight thing, it's like, look at the macronutrient breakdown. So you've got protein, fats, carbohydrates. The protein, the way it's broken down, and the calorie content within that macronutrient is the lowest of the scale of fat, protein, carbohydrates.
Well, what they were talking about is things like legumes and beans and lentils.
Yeah. Krog is literally at the butcher right now and wants to know if we want any meat picked up.
Mate, absolutely not. I would love it. Schnitzel.
But what did you – so 97, I told you, I said yesterday – yesterday, congratulations on being a blue bubble man now.
You've entered into the Apple world. You're now
an ecosystem. Yeah, it's exciting.
And so before we get into all the vegetarian
stuff.
Got
his first iPhone.
Yep.
What's your first impression of the iPhone?
It works.
That's good.
Mate, you got the latest. You hope it works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, compared to Android is just horrendous. Like, apps just crash all the time. Music stops playing.
I mean, I'm not an Android fanboy whatsoever, but there was one time where Mr. 97 uploaded the wrong audio. He uploaded an old episode's audio in the latest episode.
Which I think Kathleen picked up.
And Kathleen, our homie, she messaged us and said, hey, boys, I just listened and I skipped forward trying to work it out. Mm-hmm. You fucked it. Mr. 97 somehow was able to use his Android phone.
Plugged in a fucking USB. I'm pretty sure he was connected.
I remember. It put an SD card into my phone.
It was ridiculous. And he managed to upload the new, like, get rid of upload. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. You couldn't do that now.
And so anyway, I asked, I texted 97, said, have you got your new iPhone? And then it was like all of a sudden he was, I went blue. But he said that there was iMessage, which was very exciting.
Yeah.
The one thing I'm curious about, don't know if you realized yesterday, I shared my location with you.
No, I didn't get it.
Oh, wait till this guy turns on your Find Friends or whatever it's called now.
Do I have to open the app to get it?
Well, I don't know what you have to do.
But I didn't get a notification.
You turn on your location settings.
If you look
at
your iMessages, you would see that it says Josh Jansen just shared his location with you. And I noticed that what normally I expect
is a share back.
Yeah, it's a reciprocal. It's like it's like a follow for follow type of thing.
I've shown you mine,
sense.
You show me yours.
Exactly. And so but given the employee sort of relationship, I was like, I sort of understand that because sometimes you spin some bullshit about the bus running late and stuff.
Mate, he's still in his bloody.
And so you can't spin bullshit anymore about the bus running late.
I FaceTimed you from the tram.
Yeah, he did, he doesn't understand how FaceTime works.
What do you mean, because, bro?
FaceTime audio?
No, he was doing FaceTime video.
On the tram.
It's
like, obnoxious.
Hey. Yeah, he's like, hey, mate, how are you going? And he was like yelling and he just got the iPhone. Anyway.
He's happy. Baby's happy.
So I assumed that the Find Friends thing was happening based on you saying, oh, no, that's where the boundaries are. But you're saying you just didn't get my location.
Let me check now. Mm-hmm.
On iOS 13, it's just called Find My rather than Find My.
I mean,
My
if we're app. Talking Apple, I did a mass update of all my apps and my software to iOS 13, whatever it is. My God, I felt like I had a new phone.
That's what's great. That's why, because I said to you before, I'm like, I don't think I need a new phone.
Well, yeah.
Part of it is iOS 13 and all, like little things like the volume, like when you hit full volume and it does a little vibrate.
And then also in the car, CarPlay is updated.
Ah, Mason Lauder started sharing location with you. That's good. Yeah.
So you know what the problem was? You know, I hadn't opened the Find My app yet. Okay. And so it hadn't set up. So I had a notification waiting.
Is that what it's called? Find My.
It's called Find My.
Are you going to do the same thing with Tommy?
Tommy has to send me one though. Or actually,
you can send me one.
How do I do
make that? Or you can make the first move with a little bit of prompting.
Yeah, great.
I'll respond.
I think it's worth doing. It makes life a lot easier. And so what's the biggest shift for you now that you're
sent?
What's changed with you now that you've got an iPhone, do you think?
Phone calls.
Yeah.
I can take them.
Why?
What's the difference?
It's all in the AirPods.
Mm-hmm.
Because Android, my phone didn't work with AirPods. It kept like, I mean.
Oh, that was so bad. I was like, I'd have to tell 97, which is a real sort of power move, being like, mate, you're going to have to take it off hands-free.
Oh, because it was just horrible.
Like so bad.
Yeah. Well, you were saying it sounded like I was underwater.
And so yeah. Now you can take calls while strutting.
Yeah.
Walking to the bus stop. Yeah. And from so the bus stop.
I got a bit excited. I think it was like Saturday night or whatever. I felt like sorting out all our Mikeys at home because we've got about 20 Mikey cards.
Across the fam?
Yeah.
20 Mikey. He's not even joking.
It's so annoying. Did I send you a photo?
No.
I sent one to Andre, a photo of all our Mikey
cards.
Was
it a wide shot?
Nah, it wasn't a wide
shot. Hey, where's this gold content on our Instagram?
Well, anyway, so...
You needed the wide lens to get the shot of how many there are.
No, so I got a bit excited and I hopped on the phone and I was calling Mikey phone support on Saturday night.
When you said last night, baby.
Oh my God. I'm staying in to call Mikey phone support. Fuck.
And so how many Mikeys were expired?
None of them are expired. A lot of them are in negative balance though.
Okay.
So
do you just cut them up?
No. So
you owe cash.
So you actually paid the debt?
No. You leave them in negative balance. But we have five that we need for the family.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got all the cards that had money on and whatever, and I transferred them all onto like five different cards, so they all have money on, and then I enabled auto top up.
And so what happens with all those minus cards?
Cut them up.
Just leave them.
Leave them where?
In a box at home. I don't know. In a
drawer. You could cut them up.
Yeah, but no. But the reason I need them is because if family comes over from New Zealand,
give them the minus.
No. We'll put money on them, and then they can use public transport here instead of using ours.
No. This doesn't make sense.
Yeah, he's saying when he next time he tops them up with mum's credit card.
No, but the thing is,
pay off the minus balance to get it back to.
But why don't you just write them off? And then
it costs money to buy a new one.
How much?
Actually, no, it doesn't cost money. You can get them for free. But
no, not anymore.
Really?
I'm pretty sure. Look it up. I'm pretty sure they charge you now.
They're $5, aren't they?
Yeah, but then.
Yeah, something like that.
And so my point is.
I'm rocking a kid's one, so.
Is it like a special color or something?
No. You don't know the difference. So when I get pulled over by a ticket inspector or whatever, when I get picked up by a ticket inspector.
Are you driving the train?
Do you remember a kid? A kid watched how a tram driver drove the tram and then one moment got in and drove the tram.
Really?
Yeah, I do remember. Yeah.
That's cool.
But just quickly, so if you've got minus $6 on a Mikey.
Yeah.
And a brand new Mikey costs $5.
Still buy the new one.
Yeah. So why aren't you just cutting up the old one? Because otherwise you'd have to pay.
I'm saving the environment.
Okay. Sure, you're vegetarian.
I mean, yeah.
Let's get out of that.
It's so funny though how things shift. So me being a vegetarian, not even joking.
You are? I mean, well, I need to share some news about our episode 500, our live show.
Mikeys are $6, by the way.
Yeah, it's fucked.
And Shannon, I did get an iPhone 11, yeah.
Amazing. That's good. That's good. Some news about episode 500. Mm-hmm. I had the call today. There will be a table full of Nando's.
Will it include peri peri chips?
Maybe, but there'll be obviously chicken, peri peri chicken. Perfect. And so Nando's are partnering with us for the episode 500.
That's amazing. Thank you, Nandies. Thanks for their name.
Thanks, Kath.
No, but they. I do like their halloumi.
Oh, yeah.
And I am, I'm not vegan. I'm just a vegetarian.
Well, Kath said to me, how many people are coming? Give me that. I'll put together a menu and I'll get back to you. Mm-hmm. And this is amazing. And she also said, do you want some prizes? What should I say? I haven't written back yet.
Yeah.
To give away. Prizes. This is some prizes for our gronks.
I love that. Were you going to say prize pigs?
I was going to say prize gronks.
Yeah, that works too.
Our prize gronks.
And so what was I just saying about, since the vegetarian thing. I feel like I'm like, if I can do this, maybe I can get a keep cup and maybe I'll do that. Like it's all of a sudden.
Keep cup's the easy bit right now. I think the only problem I will flag is when you have something like this podcast or a platform to speak to people, it's no real fucking joke anymore about saying, like, you know, I, Josh, am now a vegetarian. Like if you're then just like blowing out on some fucking smoked burrito like you did 5 days a week last week.
No, but I think it's a great thing for you to do.
100%. There's nothing like if we can all reduce our meat intake, fucking kudos to you. Even if you don't become a vegetarian, if you're a weekday vegetarian,
Arnold,
meat.
Arnold was doing 1 day a week. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I reckon we could do Fat Fridays this week.
Oh, Veggie's Fat Fridays. Well, Great idea.
So Kroger, apparently there's a new plant-based burger at Hungry Jack's.
Are they doing it in Australia?
Plant-based Whopper. Not sure.
I don't think it's in Australia. The Impossible. Our friend PK, who's a vegan, he had the Impossible Whopper, which when we're in the States, 100%, we'll do a whole thing, a review on the burger. So maybe we do In-N-Out versus the Impossible Whopper.
Mm.
But I think it's like... It's not that hard.
No, I don't think so. Like, I've eaten eggs today, a little bit of tuna.
Well, eggs are okay if you're going veggie.
Amy's sister lives with us, and she's a veggie, and she cooks some amazing dishes. Mm-hmm. And when we haven't cooked, like tonight, we haven't got any food made. I got a message from Amy saying she actually screenshot her message from her sister that said, "I've cooked
blue bubble, blah 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 blah."
Green bubble. She's an Android head.
Do you feel like vegetarians tend to be Android users?
Do you reckon? Can you just write that into Google? Android,
the correlation between
just see Android if there's something. Users and I don't think it's not an original thought.
Yeah. And so what's
yeah,
what's
against
her
the system? Against the system is what I think what you're pointing at.
Yeah.
I would agree. Put my money on it.
And so like maybe because I think that's the key with any of these sorts of things. I understand. That's frustrating to people because it's like I watch one single documentary and I change up all these different things.
I think it's and so.
But there's a bunch of things that I haven't. When I watched Super Size Me, the doco, I went and had a Big Mac. Literally, I remember 2005 or 2006 going to Knox, went to Cinema Europa. Do you remember Cinema Europa?
Still around.
It's like village cinemas, independent cinemas.
It's still around, Cinema Europa.
But I'd never been there. It was amazing. It was like different seats and all that sort of thing. And yeah, watched that film, had a burger. And, and so it shows that I'm not necessarily, every doco I watch doesn't move the needle.
We know what to do. We don't do what we know. And so what makes it stick? What makes a piece of information cut through? It's like a self-help person might resonate at somewhere down the track, but not right now. And so you go through ebbs and flows. It's a position. It's a place you've got to. And so that's why I think it's frustrating for people who are vegetarians or vegans that sort of bash it down people's throats. But I don't think that's the majority. I think that's a minority that are more noisy.
What's one thing that you're trying to do at the moment? If you were to design your lifestyle?
Oh, I've been doing it up before five. Sorry, guys. I don't sleep anymore.
Up since three.
No, out of bed before six, and I've been doing it.
Oh, that's good.
So it's either like
do you have it in street or you don't need it in street?
No, I just do it. I either get up and go downstairs and meditate, or this morning I didn't. I was tired as fuck and I got out of bed and had a shower and got of the shower before six. And so then I can start and go down and prep the food for Bodhi. But that's one thing.
I like that.
Remember how I was chasing my tail? The mornings were getting me and it created the anxiety because I was trying to catch up. It's basically if you have a kid and the kid wakes up, your morning's gone. If you're not organized.
It's also how do you feel about an accountability buddy? What about like if I text you, like we both text each other before six saying,
you want to get up before six? I've just become your fucking alarm because I'll be the one texting you.
Yeah. Would you text me?
Definitely not. If this then that, can we organize some kind
of... No, we can set up an if then.
No, but I feel better if I know that you guys are getting up too. Would you get up before 6?
I'll be up.
Before 6? Yeah, no, I think that's a great thing to do.
Out of bed it is before 6.
Yeah.
You have to be up.
And because that's where I'll have to say goodbye to Bree bringing coffee in at 7:20.
I thought you were into bed. I thought you were cutting down coffee. Pretty sure you mentioned that last night.
Yeah, eventually.
And the wine.
Oh, so wine, no more.
Can we just double back? We're talking about being a vegetarian. You're pulling out a lot of things here. Let me just do my before six. Okay. But if you want to do the vegetarian thing, you can't serve it up and say, I'm vegetarian now and not fucking do the vegetarian
thing? Well, I'm doing the vegetarian thing, literally.
But are you? Let's just stick to that. Let's just do it. I have
literally not had meat in the past.
It's because you haven't eaten and the first thing you ate was me giving you a banana because I thought you were about to pass out.
And a few of the cashews as well.
Yeah, which, you brought from home. We've donated our food to the baby in the room.
But, you know, you weren't privy to the conversations with 97 of what I nearly got.
I'm glad I wasn't. You were going to get something that was meat related?
No, it wasn't meat related.
What were you going to get?
Chimichanga vegetarian.
No.
Oh.
Pizza. Thai.
A pizza? Yeah, margarita pizza.
Oh my God.
Reader's had free delivery and I thought, if I haven't eaten all day, if I eat a margarita pizza, is that sort of level, like it's probably what, 1,200 calories?
Let's just draw a circle around that level of thinking. And then a pizza circle. If we're trying to.
Eight slices.
Yeah. And then draw a circle around the education when it comes to those things that you said have been ingrained in us, which are meat, three veg, or the more protein, all these things. What it comes down to is the education, because if your diet consists, like if you just say, I have meat in my diet, but it has to, you have to understand what kind of meat is in within someone's diet, because there could be someone's diet who is high salami, just processed shitty meats constantly, which that's not the same as somebody who eats grass-fed beef. Not ethically, we're not talking ethically, that's off the table.
But also, if you do it in Italy.
From a health.
If you're in Italy, all of a sudden you can do these things and it's like, it doesn't feel so bad.
But so what I'm saying is the education around the type of stuff that you're having isn't there if you're just having cured meats, like high processed, like the level of fucking cancer, the potential for cancer from a life spent eating processed meats and Hungry Jacks and all that shit versus somebody who has some free range meat every now and then, which the thing is, there's probably more people doing this one of
the salami, the processed
100% because that's what I grew up. You get the fucking Straz with the little face on it. Like who needs that in their life?
The other thing is you have to realize that it's not as...
I have to realize anything. About you.
No, but like you look at the documentary, it's not as much the absence of meat. It's the amount of vegetables they have as a replacement for the meat. So you can't just go eat your pizza and then expect the same things. You need to replace that with like 7 servings of veggies a day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you can't just... It's not... All of the stuff that they were talking about, it wasn't real. Like it all came from all the benefits of having the veggies and reducing the inflammation.
I just don't want foggy blood.
Oh yeah, that was but that's veggies, right? That wasn't as much meat. That was all in the veggies.
B12's interesting.
I mean, the same guy that says I don't drink my calories. It's like the amount of
pizza is not
the amount of veggies you can have in a smoothie in the morning. If that's not a habit that my smoothie's vegetarian or vegan. So we got almond milk instead of cow's milk. It's like, and spit hot, you know, like a shitload of spinach leaves, freshly washed, not frozen, could kill you.
Could get away with frozen. It's all good.
It is interesting. What are some of the other lifestyle stuff that you're thinking, like real specific granular level?
I mean, with just sort of the pressures of life recently, I was thinking about I can't drink. I can't go back. Well, I can't go back until I'm trying to phrase it around.
What would happen, do you think, if you being stressed and we were trying to fucking work out complex shit last week, which feels like we've actually fucking unlocked, which is great, but... What do you think if you were drinking and in that state, what would happen?
I think it's the drinking to not feel the way you do when you're in a complex problem solving state. You don't feel great. You feel a bit stressed. You feel a bit shitty. You know, like, and if I can't control it sober, if I can't control it with exercise and meditation, It is twice as hard to do when you've solved the problem. You've solved the problem by drinking, which is only a quick fix to the problem. It's not a solution to the problem.
Do you think that if all these things are temporary, if sort of like even like a state of mind, you can sleep it off and feel better.
Mm.
Is there any truth in the idea that have a drink, wind down, reset?
Yeah. I mean, there could be. I think it is. I was thinking that too, of like one glass of wine, like say it's on a weekend and it is a time where I've dedicated time to relax. But then I think about the dependence on that thing to unwind me. That's what I don't like. And that's what I have done in the past is I'm fucking a bit antsy and it's the weekend because you're in the routine of Monday to Friday and you're sort of wound up and then it's like, I'll now unwind because I was wound up. I'll unwind with this drink, which will do it instantly. If I had a drink right now, I'd fucking just like, you feel it, you tingle a bit. It's great. And so what I'm saying, I've identified, I don't think I can drink yet until we've solved some complex things, which is, you know.
Well, because, you know, like we're reading articles about like Mr. 97's generation. They're not having sex as much.
They're not drinking as much. There's probably a correlation between the drinking and the sex thing.
But then you combine all the other things and they're more anxious. Could they be like more anxious because they're not drinking and having sex?
Potentially. I don't know. Oh, Shannon says the no drinking this year has been impressive, Tommy, and I bet you can understand now how people end up going sober forever / long periods of time as a lifestyle choice. And the bearded Fen said, yeah, to stop drinking is difficult.
Fuck yeah. It's because it's so good. It is amazing. It feels amazing.
Because there's almost there's a love in the restriction, don't you think?
Like my word for this year, remember we did words at the start of the year?
What was mine?
Conscious consumption. Actually,
it fits in the
veggie. It fits it to the veggie. Yeah.
Vegetarian.
You've got to find your thing. Mine was, I've just remembered yours. Remember it was around
consistency.
It was consistency, which the podcast was one. But then drinking, the meditation.
You've done that meditation.
The no drinking, the no porn.
Two days exercise.
I haven't missed it yet. Fuck.
Have
I
you
to
found
throw
new
it out.
Fun things? Like, what have you, what's the new alcohol?
I was looking up how to make my spa less cloudy yesterday.
Really?
Some guy's written ebook. I almost bought an ebook, the only ebook I've ever bought.
What? Why is your spa cloudy? Has that got something to do with the porn?
I'm trying to work it out, mate. I've got my pH levels good. I've got my alkaline levels rigidage and my phosphate. It's come back. Still cloudy.
Okay.
Still need to work out a few little things. I'll get there.
But no coming in the spa.
There's no sex in the spa, mate.
No sex, but coming in the spa. I love the there's a distinction there. He can't lie, ladies and gentlemen.
I did not do that.
He didn't wank in the spa.
Did not wank in the spa. Can't vouch for Bodhi. That little pervert. No, but so, because you could say Jaco Willink, he's like discipline is freedom. And I do see how sticking at something is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Like what, and I said it was quite rude to my wife, but we're just having a conversation. She didn't really take it that badly. In hindsight, I think it was a bit rude, but she did bring it up later.
So and the question, why not mention it on the podcast?
which I said to her, well, what have you stuck at? Which is such a prick thing to say. Yeah. But we were walking and I was like, she's like, oh, I used to do this. And my point, it sounds fucking mean. I'm sorry, Amy.
Next year's resolution is not to be a cunt to your wife.
But I said, what have you been sticking at? And it's a real fucking nasty little thing to say.
Did she say
but
you?
But she said later on, she out of the blue, which is why I know it kind of may have rattled her a bit, is because she said,
I wonder why.
Stuck at this.
What did she say?
Something, I think it was church or something. But I was... There is a power in sticking at something. There is a power because if you can think about your life and go, what I've stuck at is a habit, so you do it regardless. And so what is that? What have you stuck at? Well, the show,
of course,
for
us. Do you think that you're trying, is it a redemption? Are you trying all of these things because you harbour some form of guilt about your past self around alcohol? What was that?
It's all good. I accidentally kicked the desk.
Oh, that's fine.
I mean, the behavior I've had on alcohol is not something I'm proud of. And so, and but that wasn't every time I drank, but there were, and I 100% was disregarding the incongruency my behavior was with the person I wanted to be while I was on alcohol. It's, you're not living a life where you're embodying your values, right? It's like so goes out the window. You can be a...
But do you think that there is a bit of like, I'm not going to do that? Like, is there negative self-talk?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's like, fuck, I had a bit of fun, dude. I've had so much fun.
So you learned nothing.
I've had so much fucking fun. But why do I do it now? I don't know. And that's why it's like, why does anyone stick at anything? I don't know how you, like, it has to be a certain time in your life. Like, if you can do this vego thing, why now for you? Why now?
Well, I think that you...
Why does it stick
learn,
now?
Yeah, you learn a bunch of things.
But then what is that? We don't, it's like, does, like I said, we know what to do. We don't do what we know. Yeah, so if you've always, like you were the smart guy, you know a lot of shit.
Thank you.
But what do you do with that knowledge?
Yeah, 100%. There was something interesting. I was listening to a podcast. Rainn Wilson has a podcast called Metaphysical Milkshake, I think it's called. Yeah, Metaphysical Milkshake. Cool name. It's great. He had a YouTube series and he's turned it into a podcast, but it's on Luminary, which annoyingly you...
The paywall.
You have to. There's a paywall, but you can listen to the first three episodes.
Get you hooked.
And there was one on loneliness. They had a guy, Varun Soni, and he's the dean of religious life at the University of Southern California. Anyway... The University of Southern California, 50,000 students. It's a lot of fucking students, right? And so this guy is like the, he's almost like a pastor or like, not a pastor, what's it called? Remember in school you would, they did a bunch of funding and for religious people Reverend? Within school? Nah.
Like the CRE.
Nah, public schools had like, it's like a psychologist, but it's a...
Based around the church.
Nah, but yeah, it had like a Christian sort of undertone. What is that called?
I don't know.
I'll remember it.
Primary school?
Nah, in high school. Go see the, not pastor. Counselor. Not go counselor.
Yeah, but I mean, what? We were at a Christian school.
No. The
chaplain.
Chaplain.
Chaplain, yeah. We didn't and there have was chaplain.
A, so Shannon.
It has to be a...
No, maybe, is it Chaplain Shannon? There's one that a public schools, like there was a bunch
reverend.
Of...
Reverend. We had a reverend. No. Reverend Omon, what a weird
chaplain,
unit.
Chap?
No, I think it is
chaplain. Is someone you go and talk to about problems.
Yeah. Anyway, so this guy does that basically for the University of Southern California. 50,000 students. Out of that, he was saying 10% of the 50,000 have had suicidal thoughts. 5% have written a plan. So out of 50,000 people, 2,500 people around that university have planned to kill themselves. Mm-hmm. Like huge issues in regards to like anxiety, depression, all that sort of stuff. And I wonder, are these things like alcohol and all this sort of stuff that we're sort of stopping, is that making us more woke or is it actually putting extra stresses potentially?
But then you're saying, so the stressors so what I'm would saying be is, there well, and so we've used the well, escape. But I just think the because then what you're saying is people have been able to use these moderately to escape these pressures which have got them through life. But I think the numbers would be there about the damage it's created, the escapism from a reality that they aren't wanting to face.
Well, it's interesting because, like, remember – when we were sort of doing pre-prod on an idea for like a documentary on alcohol. And one of the shifts in my mind was that bell curve, which was like, you have two extremes. You have people who don't drink at all and people who drink at excess. And that's where the anxiety, like the most anxious people in our community live. Whereas the people who can drink moderately, they have, you know, a glass of wine on a Friday night, are less anxious.
But so where does the majority of people, where can they just naturally fit? Because that's where it's like, if you're drinking over 10 standard drinks a week, it's too many drinks, according to, you know, I think it's like maybe 12 standard drinks across a week, which is not that many drinks. When people smash out, it's quite easy to knock over a six pack every second night. Yeah. Very easy. But
a six pack of what?
Whatever.
The people do that, VBs. They buy.
Yeah, but he's buying a bunch of like six pack of Coronas, whatever. Six pack of Moondogs, and then you smash it. It's like, but it's hard. It's yeah. So then it's take one trip down to a pub and speak to some local people that are down there all the time.
Yeah,
they're not living a happy life. That's not. It's a complete sort of numbing of something.
And so then I was watching a Lisa Ling, you know, last time I was talking about Lisa Ling, it was the porn, she did the porn doco.
Oh, yep.
She's done another documentary. She's doing this This Is Life series on CNN. Not the last one, but the one before that was all about the specific prescription medication around like helping with anxiety and all the issues that have basically come out of like dependency and they think it's going to be the new fucking
opioid. Have you ever had an anti-anxiety medication? Like well, people just go and drink alcohol and take Xanax. Mm. I've done it.
Mm. I think Xanax is the
unbelievable. Like not a worry. Like if we had it right now with our feelings about what's going on in our world, you just don't feel anything to that. You're
a 3 p.m. Xanax.
No, but I'm just pointing out how if you feel bad, it makes you feel unbelievably good.
Well, the thing is that these things like only work for a very short period of time.
Yeah, then you need another one.
And so it's like
and another one.
They say if you know, don't use more than fucking 14 days or whatever in a row. And then some people were prescribed it for like 6 months and their brain completely adapts to it and so they try and get off it and they end up killing themselves.
Yeah. So being sober, I feel that I identify the struggles of life that I did back then when I was drinking. So I still had the same struggles in different ways, the same feelings, the same experience. But if I can't cope with them now, was I coping with them then? So you got to look at when you are drinking, are you actually coping with them? Are you dealing with your shit? Because they'll still be there with the drink or without the drink.
But also, I guess, could you have a new relationship with alcohol?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely could.
Yeah. Like rather than it being that fucking getting pissed and that like.
Yeah, it's retraining enabling, the brain.
Yeah.
It's rewiring, you know, the footy isn't about getting pissed every time you go.
Yeah.
Which is when I had, I smelt the beer in the footy and I was like, oh.
It got spilt on our backs.
Oh, that's very true.
That was annoying. I nearly blew up.
Shannon wants to know if we're talking about drinking calories, Smoothie Chat had earlier.
Yeah.
I hate thinking about the calories I drink when I drink alcohol.
Mm.
Do the calories from wine bother you at all, Josh?
I mean, it's a good question.
You should be too happy.
Well, yeah, no, because we spoke about the 630 calories or whatever it was in a bottle. Yeah.
He's not thinking about it.
Nah, definitely not. Well,
he's just walking around the house.
Well, the thing it's a good point.
Hey, Google, play Missy Higgins.
You know I love that. I don't know. No, it's a good question. I do think about it a little bit, but isn't it fucked up that you have one glass and it's like,
yeah, it
doesn't matter as much.
Yeah.
So, but no, I think it's, but the other thing too is it's the replacement of dessert.
I'll have wine instead of dessert.
Mm. Which gets you pissed a bit quicker because you've like, especially if baby's had a banana and some, if I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm going to use my calories. You shouldn't use your calories.
On alcohol?
On alcohol. Because that means you haven't eaten all day.
You get drunk really quick.
But yeah, you could have half a glass.
And you'd be anyone's. Just
fall into bed. No. But no, I'm not like that. But the funny thing is, our friend Hannah texted Bree and she was like, I'm thinking of stopping to drinking alcohol. She's like, but I've heard that you guys are just leaning into it now on the podcast.
Dude, so, if your mates around you all get pissed every Saturday night and Friday night, it's hard.
Yeah. Or what if you don't have mates?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel, 97?
Yeah, no chance. I'm not drinking.
Okay. That's good.
Anyway, Mr. 97, we need our fact. We do a fact of the day on LA as we lead up to our LA trip.
Which we will be there from the 1st of November doing 21 shows. So there you go. There's a fact for you.
Your second fact for this episode, three-letter airport codes became a standard in the mid-1930s. Airports that had a two-letter identifier simply added an X to their code, which is why Los Angeles International Airport is LAX.
Yeah, I'd never, like, it could have been exchange or something. You know how you do.
And so all it the, make sense. I didn't actually grab any other ones, but yeah, all the other two letter ones have X on the end as well.
Fuck, I'd never thought about that.
JFK.
Yeah,
but that's three.
Three.
Mm.
John F. Kennedy.
There's an example of.
No way. So if they already had three letters, then it's fine.
Yes. Okay. It has to be a two letter. But which is two what? Letter like
and
what?
They went to three.
Like what?
What about.
What are the other ones with X
SFO?
On them?
SFO. No.
Not San Francisco. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Phoenix, but that's already got an X on the end. So I wonder.
Can you just give us one more?
One more.
One more.
LaGuardia.
LaGuardia. Yeah, what's.
You just say that. Maybe but there'd be a. Yeah, LaGuardia would have a.
Well, FX.
No. LaGuardia. I wonder.
Anyone in the Instagram stream?
Kentucky.
Apparently, Dubai might have an X too.
Oh, yeah.
DBX.
Yeah. DBX, yeah.
Could be wrong.
Yeah.
Osaka Airport has an X.
Could be your memoir.
KIX.
Could be wrong. Is your memoir?
Could be wrong.
Might
probably
be right.
Wrong.
Yeah,
still figuring it out.
Yeah.
anyway, you've got to go fix our websites.
Oh, and I need to quickly deliver.
PDX.
PDX.
Portland International Airport.
That's a good one.
I like that. Some news about having a tattoo done while the show is happening.
Mm-hmm. On episode 500 at yes. AU79 in Abbotsford.
Hayden Dibb is going to be donating his skin,
mm-hmm.
but it won't be happening while the show is going.
Why is that?
Because I spoke to Fixo, whose brother owns or manages a tattoo parlor here mm-hmm. in Melbourne. And he said that hygiene requirements, you cannot do a tattoo during or outside of a studio unless it's like there's a different requirement for the tattoo expos and stuff.
Can we do a live stream?
Here's my thought. Here's my planning.
Set up a camera in there.
Yeah. No. Here's my planning. The doors open at 6:30 to the event.
Mm-hmm.
7:30 sharp is when the live show starts. We'll be doing the live show for around about an hour, maybe a little bit more, depends how loose we get.
Yeah.
If we could have a screen, so when people arrive, they look up and there's an Instagram live happening, and it's being broadcast or however it is, it's being sent. And so people can watch Hayden getting a live tattoo as they're all sort of mingling and waiting, right?
Yeah.
And then what happens is the show starts. The tattoo won't take that long. Hayden will start at 6:30. 6:45, he'll be really into it. Seven, he'll be done. Mm-hmm. He'll get in an Uber and come straight
Uber
to the Black. Venue. Uber bike.
We'll get Uber we'll get him to a sponsor? Bike.
It could be Diddy.
Didi.
Could be Didi.
Is it Diddy or Didi?
I like to say Diddy.
Diddy.
Could be Diddy.
Or Uber Black.
Or Uber Black, and we'll send him to the venue.
Could be 1-3 cabs.
Hayden walks out 7:45, 7:50 out onto stage to present to the Gronk squad, the 100 people that will be at the live
Straight
event.
Straight from the maxi cab.
Hey, mate, Brother I got one to my wedding. Out. I got a maxi cab to my wedding really? With the boys. It was great. And so
was that you trying to be a bit kitsch or something like?
No, we're just drinking beers. It was like, you know, 12:30, and we're waiting to go to the wedding, and we're at the Grand Hyatt. And I just looked down. I was like, "Fuck, let's get the maxi cab." And we all
what
piled
were you
down.
Actually planning to do?
I was going to order an Uber X. An Uber Black. There was no pool then. Anyway, how about that? So he walks out.
Yeah, I love that.
And
idea.
He's got the tattoo. Yeah, yeah. Glad people are just like, fucking yeah.
Glad wrap's on, yeah.
He has to pull off the glad wrap. And he shows it.
What sort of
and it says,
audience do we have? Why are they screaming like that?
Savage Gronks. That'd be Mason. He's had four shots up the back with Gemma Wands.
So that's more news.
Yeah, no, it's tomorrow. We got to go because okay, I got to run.
Okay, it's a daily talk show.
Updates all week about what's happening with
episode 500.
Any final anything in the comments? Hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email address.
Also, tickets went. There was no more, but we did another release, which we mentioned yesterday's show, but you're still, they're about to go. There's about
12 left or something. So anyway, get on to that. If you enjoy the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's been ages since you Gronks have left us a review and it's upsetting.
Yeah.
So fix that Apple Podcasts. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.